Welcome back to Season 3. This season we'll be looking at a new aspect of sustainability, the healthcare sector. And so, our season title is A Manifesto for Surgical Health in Africa. I have invited Professor Bruce Bickard to host the season, the first time Earthcast will be hosted by someone other than myself. And in the next 6 episodes, Bruce will unpack his new book, through interviews with African and global experts in the field who helped him write it. They will explore the status of surgical outcomes in Africa and what can be done to improve surgical health on a continental scale. This book is set to be published in early 2024, and its draft is publicly available for feedback so that it can be more accessible to governments, civil society, and communities to help achieve safer surgical practices in Africa. So, who is Bruce and how did we meet? This is a really interesting story. So I dive with a freediving buddy of mine called Alexandra Torborg, and she works with you. So I'd love you to tell me a bit more about the work that you guys do together and how you know each other.
Thanks, Olivia, and thank you for hosting me on your podcast. So Alex and I are colleagues who go back, it feels like a hell of a long time. We're both anesthesiologists, and she's involved in pediatric anesthesia and surgery predominantly. And she's actually just led a massive study across Africa looking at surgical outcomes in children, which is going to have real impact for understanding surgical health in children across Africa. And she knows that I'm interested or passionate about trying to improve surgical outcomes for patients in Africa. And the outcomes are really poor, and we need to increase visibility for this message. Until we have a healthy population, we're not going to be able to address other important issues like planetary health. And so Alex reached out to you to help me get this message across. So thank you to you and thank you to Alex for this opportunity.
Yeah, we're very lucky we have Alex in common as a friend. And just a little bit more about what we're doing here today. You know, I'm very lucky to have you having, you know, reached out about this passion project that you have. And I guess for the listeners, you know, we're going to be discussing Bruce's personal journey to advocacy for a safe surgery and anesthesia in Africa. His work in surgical outcomes in Africa have shown him that until such a time people have access to safe surgery and health equity, any attempts to address climate change and sustainability in Africa will be futile. So I think that was also a really important thing that we've been discussing. Bruce and I have been having a lot of discussions behind the scenes, really engaging in this topic. So for those who can't see, Bruce is not looking so hot today. Would you mind describing why I'm seeing bruises through the camera on your face? I'm making light of this. However, I do know that this is a difficult thing that's happened to you recently.
Yeah, thanks, Olivia. So I suppose we all live in the same space that we enjoy the country we live in. We enjoy Africa. We like getting out. And part of my enjoyment is, you know, getting out around Cape Town and onto the mountain and on my bicycle. And I do lots of touring. And it was on Thursday, just the other day, I crashed, unfortunately, on my bike. And in this project, which we're going to discuss in that podcast series about making surgery safe and affordable in Africa, part of the intro in the book is about you can never tell when you need surgery. And the day we were supposed to have our podcast recording was the day I had my accident. And it's the first time I've actually been a patient since becoming a doctor, which was like a lifetime ago. So I had surgery, and it was good to be a patient and be on the other side and know what it feels like. And I'm fortunate, you know, I'm come from an advantaged background. So I had surgical needs and I was treated on the same day. But for the reality, for most people in Africa, this is not the story. The story is, you know, people have surgical needs, and about 30% of our health require surgery, and they're not getting it. And if they do get it, the outcomes are poor. And our work has shown that if you have surgery in Africa, you're twice as likely to die than if you have it elsewhere in the world, if you're an adult. If you're a mother and you have a cesarean section, you're 50 times more likely to die in Africa than if you were in the US. mean, these numbers are horrendous. And then the work that Alex has just completed with children in Africa, if you have surgery on your child in Africa, you're 11 times more likely to die than if you lived in a high-income country. These numbers are bad. But I think there's a lot we can do to change this. And I think, you know, what's really important is we love our country, we love Africa and that, but we're never going to be able to provide, you know, the care that we need for the planet until we address the basic needs of people. And that means people need to have their physiological and health needs addressed so that they can live safely, that they can provide for themselves. And only then do issues like the planet and climate change and that become relevant. Until such time, it's never going to happen.
Bruce, thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, I appreciate your insights and, you know, high-level stats on what's going on in Africa. And, you know, we've been talking about this term Africa, and often it's criticized, you know, Africa is not a country, it's a continent. So when you say Africa, how big is the study?
So I think this is, you're asking a key question, yeah, you know, because often people think, yes, Africa is a continent and it's only part of the globe and that, but the reality is by 2100, 80% of the population is going to be living in Africa and India. So this is something which is going to become a problem of global importance. This is not just an African problem, this is a global problem. And until we address, you know, the health of people in Africa and in the future in India as well, we're never going to be able to address other important issues globally. And so when you ask, you know, how big is Africa? Well, by 2100, it'll be 40% of the population of the world. It's a continent with in the region of 56 countries, which changes predominantly on politics. But we've got a network of in excess of 40 of these countries that of clinician investigators who are working in the most under-resourced environments, but they're contributing to the knowledge on what we can do to improve health in Africa. And I think the power of that is just incredible. You know, these are people who are contributing to really important work. They're not being paid for it. It's entirely over and beyond their normal work. But what's been interesting is the ownership which has been taken by this group. So these are clinician investigators who understand the problem now, who want to contribute to solving the problem. So there's a real ownership for the problem as well. And I think we've got to get the message out that this is a problem, there's support that's needed, and certainly people can help. And that's really what this series is about.
Well, that leads very well onto my next question, which is, why are we doing this together? You know, why on Earthcast? Why a podcast? What is the benefit of doing it this way? And what is your goal with this book? We know. But how is this podcasting series going to contribute towards the information sharing of your book? And to complicate this question further, what is the goal of the book? What were you trying to personally accomplish with this?
Yeah, thanks, Olivia. So I think this is the core of this series. So, you know, the more I've worked in this space, the more I've felt it's important that we advocate for safe surgery and anesthesia in Africa. And through doing that is, how do you make what we know sort of from an academic perspective, how do we make it accessible so that people who really have the means or the influence to make change can contribute? And so in trying to take what we know and make it accessible, I've written this book, and it describes the problem and describes how I see potential solutions to improve surgical health and health equity in Africa, and how to promote it through advocacy and maybe responsibilities that we can all take to improve health in Africa. But to do that, you know, I think we need people to help take this message and transform it that people can read it and understand it. And so, you know, I was looking for editor for the book, and then I thought, you know, the reality is there's so many people out there who are like us. I suppose we're social activists in a way, who could contribute to this. So the idea is to share the draft of the book, hopefully gain some interest through the podcast with Olivia and myself, and get people to read them and say, you know, understand this, or I don't understand this, what does it mean? And get experts to say, you know, actually that's a bit wrong. Actually, the truth is this. And have those contributions from the public and from experts to make the narrative better. So that eventually, hopefully, the final version of the book, which I hope would be out in January, is people who've got influence can read, they can understand it, and they can advocate and make change that's needed.
I think an important thing you mentioned to me as well, which I'd love the listeners to hear, is that it's also accessible to the layman. And there's also a call for people to who don't know this area and this industry, such as myself, to go and read it and to go, oof, maybe this could be dialed back or some suggestions in certain places, or could we have an extra section explaining this in better detail? So that was one of the other calls to actions, was to give really considered feedback to this book, which, you know, we're really excited to see what the outcome will be. And, you know, most of it is advocacy work. I don't know if you want to add anything else to that, Bruce, if there are any other goals, but to raise awareness about this really important topic.
Yeah, Olivia, you got it spot on. I mean, that's exactly what it's about. You know, to get someone to read something is hard enough. To get them to stay engaged is even harder. And so really, we're asking listeners of the podcast to contribute, to make sure that if we get people to read the material, that they stay engaged and they follow through on what we're asking. So yes, you're right.
And on the topic of your book, I would really love you to read a passage or a paragraph from it that you think may entice the listeners to go ahead and give your book a further read, give feedback on the chapters.
So you asked me to do this, and they're different parts to the book. Some of them are personal stories, which are quite emotional, but they're to illustrate points. But when I reflected on it, I thought, you know, probably the best passage to read for today is just in the preface of the book. It'll give the listener an idea of what we're trying to do. And so here it goes. This is a story of surgery in Africa. It's a story of mothers who die and babies who, if they're fortunate enough to survive a surgical delivery, are often left with physical and mental challenges for the rest of their lives. It's a story of poorly resourced and challenging surgical health systems, which are further compromised by the sheer vastness of the continent. It's a story of inadequate funding and foreign aid, which is often inappropriate in allocation, further driving inequitable healthcare. It's a story of society's blindness and need for global surgical equity. Africa is neglected, but it's a continent which will shine large in the coming decades. It will be of immense global importance, even to those who sit in their beautiful houses next to their warm fireplaces in high-income countries, because Africa, together with India, will be the center of the universe for future generations, accounting for nearly 80% of the global population by 2100. This has important implications for ensuring the health and productivity of Africa and more broadly, the world.
Bruce, thank you so much for reading that passage. I think the thing that I'm looking forward to most on this season is looking forward to the diverse perspectives from your guests and what they think about the climate links and the environmental effects that are most concerning for surgical health and the medical field and vice versa. So that's something that I'm quite excited to hear about. Is there anything that you're interested to, or something that you don't expect, or something that you're hoping to hear with your guests?
Olivia, thanks for that question. So I think there are two issues here. The first is we have to provide the basic needs of people, which is health and safety. And until we do that, we're not going to be able to address climate and planetary health issues. And we know in Africa, we've got a situation where we've got inadequate health resources. And so he has an opportunity to build a system, a health system, which is planetary friendly. Medicine, unfortunately, generates waste. It contributes to greenhouse emissions. So it is a problem for the health of the planet. But if we're going to improve the health of Africans it provides us an opportunity now because the resources are so poor to provide a solution which also cares for the planet.
I really appreciate your insights, Bruce. Thank you. And I think that's a really interesting way to look at it. A lot of the time I find that people look at issues in silos and they don't often consider the complexity to which things are interconnected, i.e. climate change and surgical health. I mean, even we had these discussions behind the scenes. So yeah, I'm excited to see what comes up, given that Earthcast, you know, it's a platform for bridging the resource gap for people and planet. So I'm looking forward to that. But before I ask you my last question, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the dedication that you wrote in your book, and I'm going to read it out loud now. But you say here, "This book is dedicated to the clinicians across Africa who, despite often dire and difficult circumstances, continue to provide loving care and selfless contributions to the understanding of maternal and surgical outcomes in Africa. Their contributions highlight the need for surgical health equity." So I just wanted to say I really enjoyed that. And to go into the last question, Bruce, why do you think you're uniquely positioned to host this Earthcast season? And now this is an important question for me to know, or I guess for the listeners to know, because this is the first time that I'm not co-hosting, but handing over the reins completely. And, you know, maybe it's your passion that drives you, but I don't want to influence your answer.
Thanks, Olivia. Well, thank you for trusting me with this responsibility. I think the unique position that I sit in is that I've been fortunate enough to meet so many fantastic clinicians across Africa who've told me stories which have resonated because of the work we've done together. And I think that, and also I've been fortunate enough to work with a lot of global leaders in the field. And I think that ability to bring together this diverse group of people who all got a common goal, which is really to make surgery safer in our environment and to ensure that there's health equity, allows like a very diverse set of voices to be heard and stories to be told. And also for people to understand, you know, what it feels like on the ground to be in these environments. So in the book, there are a lot of passages which are stories which are used to illustrate the problem. And a lot of those people who told the stories are with me in these podcast episodes. And it's a real privilege to be able to host them and let them share their stories.
It's always so lovely to hear people giving so much credit to the people that they've worked with. So very humble of you. Lovely to hear that, Professor. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of the podcast recording. So before I wrap up, I wanted to just say, if you would like to follow more of Bruce's work and the African Perioperative Research Group and access the draft sections of the book, please visit www.asos.org.za. That's asos.org.za. Bruce, thank you so much for your time on the podcast today. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what we produce in the next couple of weeks and what comes out of the discussions you have with your guests. So good luck. And I can't wait for our final episode together where we get to wrap up all of our discussions and look back at the learnings that we've gained from these episodes. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia. And thanks to your listeners for their interest.